make one processing pill, catch it. Seriously. That means all processes are equally powerful. Osama. All processes are equally powerful. Any process will lead you to relationship with Krishna. Anything. You go on hearing, you will become attracted to Krishna. You go on remembering Krishna, you will become attracted to Krishna. Anything you do. So, what we are doing in ISKCON, are we doing only one thing? We are hearing, we are also doing kirtan, sravanam, kirtan. Kirtan we are doing, so we are doing that. And smaranam, taking notes and thinking what did I learn today. Yesterday I asked you to stand up and I said, what did you remember from your stay? That is smaranam. So that day he did not remember anything. So much we are hearing. And the smaranam means we should go, oh yeah, what did I hear? Why am I chanting Hare Krishna? Like that, no? It's called smaranam. And then Pada Sevanam, we are doing like working in the kitchen, going to the market, or selling books. This all comes under Pada Sevan. And then I told Archana, advanced stage. Like he went inside. Why did I not send you? Why did I not send him? Why did I not send her? To go inside. Somebody was a little serious what he is doing. So, Archana. Archana means one is very respectful. If you think the deities are simply some wooden dolls, is it right? Huh? You think they are just some wooden dolls. Wrong. Offense. Directly, Rajendranandan Krishna himself, Rohininandan Balaram himself, like that. Say, in ISKCON, what all of us take inside the day? We have made them the owners. If we are sitting down, they are there, and we are working as their servants, working as their servants. So we should not, let's say, in the temple, we should not shout. You should not boast. What is boasting? Boasting. No. Self-glorification. Boasting. Such big personality is there, Jagannath. When you talk about your virtues, talk about your greatness, nothing, all you got it from him. So in the temple room, don't talk about yourself. I did this, I can do this. By that mercy, like that you have to talk. Humble. It's called Archana. Archana means you should know that deity is non-different from Krishna. The more advanced devotee you become, You are very careful about it. Suppose I give you 1,000 rupees and ask you to spend. What will you do? If I give you 1,000 rupees and ask you to spend, what will you do? Quick. What will you do? Whatever you are. Whatever you are. You will offer it to Krishna first. You don't worry about yourself. Oh, I have to feed Krishna. And after you feed Krishna, you get yourself. So a devotee's thoughts, they constantly go to him. We know that he will take care. I'm simply worried. I should bring fresh garlands, fresh tulsi. That's what we immediately offer. But pujari, you may be relaxing. You may be enthusiastic. But someone who is enthusiastic immediately wants to serve. And then you leave it there. He did not say also. Let's offer it. Let's try to push him. Go. Put them on it. In our own way. A devotee means is grabbing for opportunities. Anything. How can I serve Krishna? That's the mood. Anything. Devotee is always, because servant is always alert. No? Servant is always alert. Otherwise the master will give me a kick. What are you doing here? Because the servant cannot relax before the master. What? The servant cannot relax. Is it right? When a big man is there, then also you are not careful. That means a useless person. Before big people, we have to be very alert. Other than alert, this is useless. When I am there also, it is not active. When I am not there, so, Vaishnavas are very sharp. Immediately, their eyes are everywhere. Because they are trying to grab the opportunity to serve Krishna. They are not bothered about personal comfort, personal profit. So, this is called archana. So, when you have given 1,000 rupees, what will you do? Put it in Hindi. You don't do nothing for Krishna, just Hindi. You will not bring fruits. You will not bring tulsi, flowers, cloth, chandan. No ideas. Just put it in Hindi, that's it. Those people, they don't know what to do with money. So they will come and put it in Hindi. But I'm asking you, you are a devotee. If I give you 1,000 rupees, you don't go to market, you don't bring nothing. Put it in the Maharaj. Alright. So, archana is an advanced. This book is going to shut down. Give me English book. Shame, zero. So everybody is not allowed to bari nahi rakha. Bari nahi rakha. So pant and shirt, can you go inside? Without taking back, can you go inside? So many things are there, archana. And can you go and talk loudly inside? And badly? I think when you have to know so many things when you are in the temple. can they forget the fight? Which they will fight and yell, shout, they will forget Krishna, getting, and the heroine and have my dialogues. And the heroine, this is my mood. Who cares? I cannot stop the force of my mind. But when you are in the temple, no, I should be well behaved. Then, that's a winter if you are fighting. Then, out. Go out and fight like that. Not in the temple. In the temple, there is a discipline. So Archana, so many things are there. Everything. Suppose you bring flowers which are plucked 2 days back. Can you offer them fresh? It's unfortunate. Our Mataji is actually the recommendation is daily get flowers on the same day. Stitch them and offer it. Not that today you stitch, tomorrow you do it. But because you don't have manpower, you don't have enthusiasm, we are not organized. And actually, in the morning, all Matajis, we go to Tirupati, we go to Delhi temple. The temple itself, all Matajis, tables and flower baskets, we keep them. We have to offer fresh flowers. But we don't have our own garden. When you go to buy flowers, they are brought from somewhere else. That's why you have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, give me some land. I want to make fresh garlands for you, fresh flowers for you. Okay, you don't have ideas like that. Ideas like that, oh, this guy is thinking very carefully about me. Let me provide him. Devotees get everything or not. But because you don't have desires, things don't happen. If you desire, Krishna will send people, Krishna will send money, Krishna will give opportunities. Just desire. So Archana is a very, actually at one place Prabhupada says, what is the perfection of life? He is to become a pujari. What is the perfect? Because you are touching the Lord. 24 hours you are serving the Lord. What more? What more do you need? All the time I see. So you cannot get any dirty thoughts. Properly taking care of the duties, your behavior will be first class behavior. Pujari's behavior, first class. That means they know how to approach people, they know how to live a clean, disciplined life, they know how to serve the Lord, and there will come a day when Krishna will tell you, I want it like this, I want it like that. Now we are just doing it. It's an imagination. You know the story of Andal. Anybody heard of Andal? Andal. Andal is Lakshmi Devi, Goda Devi, and she was daughter of a great pujari, Vishnu Chitta, Vishnu Chitta. And Andal is the daughter, and she was born in a Vaishnava family. She is a great soul. Although she is a woman, She is a very great soul. And father was daily bringing fresh flowers from the garden. And he was getting them. Now the daughter has grown up. Daughter has grown up. Are you grown up? Now you can make garlands. You can cook. Yeah. Works, your intelligence is active. You are grown up. So this Andal, she became a grown up girl. 10, 12 years age. Woman becomes mature by 12 years. So, father, we have many other things to do. So he told the daughter, my dear Andal, you make garlands and I will take them and offer. What this girl was doing, she was making garlands because she likes Ranganath so much. She will make the garland, nice garland, and she will put it herself and then go before the mirror. Am I nice for Ranganath? Like that. She was not thinking, am I nice for this guy, that guy? Am I nice that I'm going to the public? Prostitution. Stupid mentality. Do I look nice for public? So, when a woman's only wish is that, am I looking good so that the Lord will accept me? So this girl is a young girl. She will never expose it to all the society. So pure desires. Father was nice, serving, and everything going on. And she has grown up. Making garlands, and will Ranganath like me? She make nice garlands with many colors. She will go to the mirror. Okay, this is great. And then she will be. And the father will come, he doesn't know. The father will come, take the basket of garlands and decorate Ranganath and Ranganath. Going on. One day the father saw hair, big hair. We were very upset. Suppose when we are eating food, we get hair. Very nice. We go upset. Suppose the dal. So when you go for cooking, you have to pull your hair, tie a cloth, that you are cooking for Krishna. Very clean, very carefully. So, in the garland, there were a bunch of hair. And the father became very upset. What happened? His hair in the garland, which is very good. So, he wanted to see what her daughter is doing. Is she doing it carefully or not? She was doing it very carefully, very nicely, selecting flowers. And in the end, he saw she put it on herself. Went before the mirror. My God, this is what my daughter is doing. Suppose you eat and then after that you offer to Krishna, right? Very well. Nothing you should take before. First offer everything. And then we are very upset and started put the flowers aside. And he made flowers himself. He made, because his other daughter has spoiled the flowers by wearing it herself. Human beings should not wear. First you have to offer to Krishna, then take a prasad, not before. So, Father made garland very nicely, taking extra time. And then we went to Martha. But that mala was falling down. Mr. Girija, somebody gave mala and I threw it here. He gave it again, I threw it here. Rejected. Then it happened 5-6 times. It is not. This is that did not understand. Then the mala is falling down. In the night, in the dream, Ranganath came and told the Vishnu Chintan that I like the garlands worn by your daughter. Krishna is saying, I like your daughter to wear the garlands first. Father was puzzled, my God. That what kind of my daughter is? None other than Lakshmi. Father, my God is there. As if she did not marry. As in all temples you go to Ranganath temple. There is Ranganath, there is Ranganayati. You take a little turn, there is another temple. Godadevi, Mandar. Every temple you go. Two wives, Ranganayake and Anda, Godavari. So the point is, when a pujari very nicely serves, the Lord will begin to talk. If you want to talk to Krishna, not that you are eager to talk, but when you serve Krishna nicely, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, don't try to see Krishna. Forget it. You want to see Krishna, but you just come before your world. So I want to see Narasimha, say walk in our world. You take your own time. And go on serving. So, don't be eager to see Krishna, but you be eager to serve carefully, nicely, enthusiastically. Then when Krishna is satisfied, then he may come to give you darshan. But you know, Kardamuni took 10,000 years to get darshan. But Dhruva Maharaj, it took only 6 months. Dhruva Maharaj took 6 months to get darshan. And Kardamuni did 10,000 years. Then he got darshan. Vishwamitra Muni. So, it's up to the Lord when you would like to do darshan. So, devotees never think, I am qualified, I am eligible. No, devotees think, I am unqualified, I am useless. God is kind, He is engaging me in His service. It's up to Him when He wants to bless me. So, the example for Archanam, we have perfected his life by doing Archanam. I told you to buy her. Who has attained, huh? What did he write? Archana. We had it properly. Akrura did Vandanam. Archanam Prithumaharas. Saying that this practice for them. You tell them in a dead match. So you must have messed up everything there. One wrong means another plus another thing, and everything wrong. So, Archana. And Vandanam is Akrura. Dasham, Hanuman. And Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. So we will go further. Parikshit Maharaj attained salvation simply by hearing. Sukadeva Goswami attained salvation. What was my previous name? Your father, mother gave you Manidhi. My mother gave me Sukadeva Goswami. She doesn't know much. So I got name from here. Sukadeva Goswami. He always spoke. Yeah. Kirtan. So Sukadeva Goswami attained salvation simply by Sravanam, but simply by Kirtanam. Prahlad Maharaj attained salvation by remembering. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, by Pada Sevanam. Prithu Maharaj attained salvation by Archanam. Akrura attained salvation by Vandanam. Vandanam means Guru Vandana. Daily we are singing Guru Vandana. Guru Vandana. Are singing that Sri Guru Charana Padma. Now we are singing. So glorifying the Guru. So glorifying Krishna. That is Pradhana, prayers. Hanuman by rendering service. Arjun by establishing friendship. Bali Maharaj by offering everything to the service of the Lord. All these great devotees serve the Lord according to a particular process. But every one of them attained salvation, became eligible to return home back to Godhead. So why we are doing all this? Why we are doing all this? Bhajan, hearing, worship, prayers. Where are you doing all this? Written here. Where are you doing all this? So Krishna will give you a good job. Krishna will send you a lot of money. Or you will become mantri. So what happens when you do all day like this? So here it is said, all your life if you do like this, you become eligible to return home, back to God. So this is not our permanent place, is that right? Are we permanent here? When did you come into this world? When did you come into this world? What is your age? 14. So when did you come into this world? 14 years ago. 14 years ago. So before that you were in Vaikuntha? Huh? You don't know. Maybe. So if you have come from Vaikuntha, you will be like him. Everything you know already. If you are from Vaikuntha, you will be like Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. So, we came from somewhere, we are going somewhere else, but we are supposed to go back home. From where we have come? Back home. From where we have come? Huh? Back home. We have come from Vaikuntha, గోలోకాలంటే ఇప్పుడు విలాస్కర్ గారు ఒరిజినల్ హోమ్ వాటిని వర్షం చేశారు గోలోక వైకుంఠ where to go back. So you should know how to go back. It is therefore recommended that initiated devotees follow the principles of Narada Pancharatna by worshipping the deity in the temple. So, no doubt. What is the how we should worship and all that. What is that book where aarti, whatever, this, that, everything is repressing here now. All things are there about Archana in Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra is the book which gives you details about how to do worship of the Lord. Especially for household devotees who are opulent in material possessions, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. This also note down. There are brahmacharis, there are gruhasthas, there are sannyasis, there are vanaprasthas. But archana is very important for gruhasthas. Archana is very important for grihasthas, where people earn money and stay with wife and children because they are entangled. When they make worship as part of their life, then they will get out of that deep, dark well of family life. So people who are in family, people who are making money, they should very particularly they should worship the deity for their purification of money, purification of their life. Your parents, they are attached to you more or to Krishna more? Tell me honestly. Your mother, father, they are attached to you both more or to Jagannath? That means they are entangled. So if they daily worship Jagannath also, slowly our attachment changes to God. Suppose similarly you are making money. When you are making money, you may be speaking lies, you may be cheating, so which will create a great reaction. So in order to purify your money, dhanasuddhi, sarira suddhi, manasuddhi, and vaksuddhi, you know, and dhanasuddhi. You have to purify everything. శరీర శుద్ధి, మనశుద్ధి, వాక్ శుద్ధి అండ్ ధనశుద్ధి. హౌ విల్ యూ అటైన్ శరీర శుద్ధి? హౌ విల్ యూ అటైన్ యువర్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ యువర్ సెన్స్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్? By offering pranams, by bowing down, by rendering service, your body is purified. And then how will you make your walk suddhi? How will you make your, suppose we are getting, we don't know how to speak properly, what to speak, how can you create walk suddhi? Walk Suddhi, how will you get it? Walk Suddhi. Suppose you are getting here. You don't know how to speak properly. You don't know what to speak. By reciting slokas, by chanting mantras, by reading Bhagavad Gita, by reading. So your vani will become polite, that you know how to respect others, how to talk properly without agitating people. So Saryan Siddhi, Vak Siddhi, and Mank Siddhi, how your mind can be, how your mind can be purified. Thinking about the Lord. I should do this for Jagannath, I should bring this. Krishna did this Leela, that Leela. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said like this. Like, when your mind is engaged like that, then your mind is not going to Maya. Always your thoughts, they should be connected with Krishna. Mansuddhi. Then Dansuddhi, how will you make your money pure? By washing daily, put all the 2,000 rupees notes in the water, go to Penna River. How will you clean your money? Brushing them. All your salary, 40,000 comes. If you know, all that what will you do? Spending money for Krishna, that will make your money pure. No? So these things you have to do. So why did we say this? Grihasthas, they live in a very materialistic life. So when grihasthas are engaged in the worship of the Lord, then slowly they will come out that I want to be servant of Krishna. Not that my family, my wife, my children, that should not be the thinking. Mataji, your thinking has changed a little bit after 7 years. Are your own family thoughts? My husband, my parents. Your thoughts are going to Jagannath or still my family again. So she might say. She also has two children. Who is his mother? So, when you daily do seva, then what will you think? Jagannath will take care of my children. I may be here or I may not be here. My children may be here or may not be here. So what will I do for my children? Jagannath will take care. So, another thing, what will happen if I have just mother, children? What will happen at the time of death? Nothing will happen. No? You don't get any benefit. Let me become attached to Jagannath. So that will happen when you do daily archana. So the point is, suppose you are doing puja daily, one day at 4:30, another day at 7 o'clock. Then you get up at 7 o'clock. Another day, no puja. Is that right? One day at 4:30. One day at 7 o'clock. Another day, no puja at all. So by doing puja, your life becomes systematic. You have to know, I am serving the Lord daily. I should follow a particular time, daily at 4:30. That's why I was asking you or not. Today morning, what did I tell you in your room? Tanish, you never came from the time you were in the temple. You never came one day correctly before the temple was always after the temple was always. So that means you are not, are you serving Jagannath properly or సరే లోపల యువర్ సంబంధి విత్ దేర్ ఎట్ 4:30 వి ఆర్ కమింగ్ ఎట్ 4:50 4:40 ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ దట్ మీన్స్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ సీరియస్ బట్ యూ డోంట్ నో హౌ గ్రేట్ జగన్నాథ్ ఇస్ ఐ విల్ గెట్ అబౌట్ మై టైం అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిలేటివ్ that way he did not come at all. Power. I thought he had gone to yours. That's when he got up at 6:30. Like a thief. He said, Maharaj Masih, why you are in the temple and not come to the program? The power. Like he is going to the bathroom. So, you are cheating yourself. If you are not serving Krishna properly, is Krishna losing or you are losing? So from tomorrow, are you going to try? What time you want to come? After the temple is open or before? Before 4:30. So watch everyone. If from tomorrow you come, before the temple opens, how do you open the temple? He doesn't know. How do you open the temple? Yeah, never say that. So before Sankham, Lord, you have to be there. Then you come on time, okay? So this is all Archana. Archana means your life will become Deha Suddhi, Vak Suddhi, and Buddhi Suddhi, and Dhana Suddhi. Everything will happen when you worship the deities. Opulent householder, devotee who does not engage his art and money in the service of the Lord is called a miser. What is a miser? Miser. Miser. Huh? Miser means, suppose you have 50 mangoes with you. You don't want to pay anybody. And you can only eat one in a day. If you don't distribute and you don't eat what happens, all will be kulipata. All will be bad. So miser means who doesn't use things. So you have human life, don't serve Jagannath, you are a miser. You have a lot of money, you don't serve Jagannath, you are a miser. No? You are a young man, you don't serve Jagannath, you are a miser. No? That means you are losing the opportunity to serve Jagannath, miser. One should not engage paid Brahmins to worship the deity. Suppose you are doing puja, you ask salary. Is that right? If you take salary, it is seva or work. But suppose you are doing service in the temple and as a exchange, you demand some facility, then it is not seva. Seva means without any expectation, you do it. That is seva. So whenever somebody is taking money, he is not doing seva, he is doing a job in the temple. He has no faith that Krishna will provide. Let's say he wants to take some, or he doesn't know how long he will stay. How long he will stay in the temple, so let him make some money. One should not engage paid Brahmin to worship the deity. If one does not personally worship deity, but engage servants, is considered lazy. And the virtue of it is called artificial. Suppose the temple puja is going on and I don't come. The temple for the puja is going on, but I don't come. That means I am lazy. Is that right? Puja is going on, but I am supposed to attend the arati. One is doing arati, one is watching the arati, seeing the arati. So not the temple all at 12 o'clock arati is going on. Let me sleep in the room. No. Pujari is doing at 12 o'clock, you come and watch. Then you get out of your laziness. An opulent householder can collect luxurious paraphernalia. Suppose I have 10,000 rupees salary and I bring bananas, mangoes. Suppose I am getting 1 lakh rupees salary. Then also I am bringing only two varieties, bananas. Then what is the difference? 10,000 rupees person is bringing bananas and mangoes. And you are getting 1 lakh, lot of money. You have to bring more or not. You also bring watermelon, you also bring pomegranate, you also bring jackfruit. Because a lot of money is there. So that's what it is said. An opulent householder can do worship in a luxurious way. That's why, like we are in the temple, brahmacharis, sannyasis, brahmacharinis, are they married? How do you know? Did you ask? Because you don't see her husband talking. And they are not coming. If your husband is there, he will just leave them for 3 months, 6 months, not coming. They will come. Yesterday, one couple came now. You are sitting with him and doing bhajan, isn't it? So, like their husband is always with the wife. They are very husband. If there is no husband, like this. Like this. No husband. They have to say, Krishna is your husband. Krishna is our husband. So, we are asking this. You have any money with you? Did your father give you some money? Honestly. Some 10 rupees, you have 10 rupees, 20 rupees. You have 10 rupees with you? Not one paisa. Your father doesn't give you any pocket money. You ask your father, today, what time your father comes? What time will come? Night. What time? So, you ask your father, father, give me some pocket money. No? What will he say? Why? Why do you need pocket money? What will he answer? You know, I am eating in the temple every day. I should also do something for Jagannath. Because you are not bringing any fruits, coconuts, nothing. So, when, even when your father comes today, what you have to say? Because it is said, Krosta. Even when your father comes, both of you will sit with him, and what will you tell him? Father, give me some 10 rupees or 15 rupees. Father, so why? What will you say? Huh? Spend for? Say, Jagannath is daily giving a place to Sada, but we are not doing anything for Jagannath. We are Grahastha, sitting. We are. You are not a Grahastha. but you are part of Grihastha. Are you here permanently? After vacation, or you go back to your house? Are you come and join? Maybe. If you like to stay here and go to school, what do you want to do? After vacation here, you want to just leave Jagannath, forget Jagannath and go away? Is that your law? What will you do? You are developing some attachment for Jagannath. He's feeding you nicely, he's educating you nicely. You just leave and go away. What will you do? You will convince your parents, I want to stay with Jagannath and go to my school. Otherwise, every day when coming home, I want to take darshan of Jagannath and go home. When coming and going to the school, what will you do? Can you abandon Jagannath just like that? What will your heart say? I am missing Jagannath. I should go. When going to the school, I will come back from the school. What will you do? I will go to his temple, take darshan, charanamrit, then go. If you are too much interested, then you tell your kindly pay some money in the temple. I want to stay there only and go to my. How will you get good education by staying here and going, and by staying at house and going? So are you going to do that? So all things are slowly work. So to begin with, what will you tell your father when he comes in here today? You did not get idea yourself. But Prabhupada is telling. So you are staying for several days. Did he give you 1 paisa in the day? Is it bad or not? No exchange between the Lord and you. Taking. Is it good? To do like that. Others, when you are taking, you also want to serve. No? So you tell me tomorrow when class time, Maharaj, I got from my father, why should I go for Tenemar? Okay? If your father will ask you, who told you like this? What will you say? Who told you to do like this? Then what will you say? No, I got the idea. What will you say? I got the idea. You cannot get idea like that. You can think, really. Then what will you say? Prabhupada's books. What should you say? We are reading Bhagavatam and Prabhupada said that we should give something to Jagannath. At least when you are taking, you should do something. Even when you are not taking, still you have to do. Principle, they are putting money in money. Are they eating here? Why they are putting? Because Jagannath has given them so much process. Alright? So now you have become very intelligent. Not that Jagannath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No? You want to serve Jagannath. Okay? So now we close. We will continue. Say your school, your own school is coming here. Let's come. In our Krishna conscious movement, there are brahmacharis, there are grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis. Me and Krishna said are different. How? Maharaj, Das. Krishna Das, Chandrasekhar Das, Manidhir Das, Nirtanish Das, this is Venugopal Das, great name, yes? Venugopal Das, all of you. So, this is called Brahmachari, Sannyasi, Grihastha, all of them. This is a Grihastha. This is a Brahmachari. And this is a Sannyasi. Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha, no husband. Not a sannyasi, not a grihastha. Vanaprastha. Correct? This is a grihastha. చేతులు ఎత్తడం మాత్రం. హూ ఇస్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్? యు నో హర్ హస్బెండ్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద టెంపుల్? హూ ఇస్ కుకింగ్ ఫర్ యూ డైలీ? రాజు ప్రభు. యు హర్ ది నేమ్ రాజు? రాజు. సో షీ ద గృహస్థ అండ్ షీ ది వానప్రస్థ హూ హస్బెండ్. Finish. Can we go on next year? Can we go on first time? And what about me? Sanyas. Sanyas means what is my family? Manidhik is my family. Sahadama is my family. And Arbi Mata is my family. Redigopa is my family. For Sanyasi, everybody is his family. What? For Sanyasi, everybody is Krishna's family. Sanyasi is a Krishna's man, so for him, big family. She has only husband and two kids. For me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Everybody, anybody in my family. Is that right? Say. So in our Krishna Kanya movement, there are brahmacharis, gurvastas, vanaprasthas, sanyasis. But the deity worship in the temple should be performed especially by householders. The brahmacharis can go with sannyasis to preach. The vanaprastha should prepare themselves for sannyas. Grihastha devotees are generally in one place and they are otherwise engaged in material activities, and therefore if they do not do deity worship, they are becoming kuruk bodam. They are becoming entangled, falling down. They will be doing all kinds of cheating, lying, abadhal japadam, pakshapata jayadam, yenigoda, manavallu, baitavallu. The Prabhu compulsorily they will do it. If a grihastha is not doing deity worship, that falling down is positively assured. Saving yourself, Mataji. Otherwise, so many mistakes in life. Deity worship means following the rules and regulations. That will keep one steady in devotional service. So Sadhama is a good devotee or not? She attends all the Mangalarti, she is coming. Guru Puja she is coming, class she is coming, and seva she is doing. And she has given her children to the temple. Very great thing. Your mother will give you to the temple. She has given her son to the temple. Go and study Jagannath. Right? So you all clap for everybody has to take example. So deity worship means that the school thing is coming. Generally householders have children, and then the wives of the householders should be engaged in caring for the children. Just as women acting as teachers care for the children in a nursery school. That's why we allotted. Who are your teachers? Mataji. Here it said, woman should be engaged in caring for the children. Just as women acting as teachers care for children in the nursery school. So, women, they have to be kept very busy. Otherwise fighting and teasing them are this that some problems. But if a woman is engaged, then they have no time for all this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Tomorrow is a very important paragraph. Tomorrow very important paragraph that all we should kneel before the deity. Alain, devudu vigrahar mundu mana yeh telusukoni undala. Ivanni chadugutunte aalochistadu. So many things tomorrow we will be reading. 64 things we will be reading. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.